Hello, my name is Joanna. I'm with the Drug Addiction Helpline, and I've been helping families, people overcome addiction for over 16 years. And one of the things that I will cover today is what is addiction? Psychiatrists would like to classify it as a disease. The medical profession wants to classify it as a disease. The reason why they want to do that is because when you have a disease, you take medicine. So they're simply trying to get you to take medicine, which is a legal form of drug, instead of the drugs you're currently taking, which may be illegal. This shifts their income from the street dealers to the pharmaceuticals. Psychiatry, specifically and especially, has drugs that kill people. The listed side effects increase depression, suicidal tendencies. Psychiatry has a very thick book of disorders, thousands of labels, and zero solutions. Let me repeat that. Zero solutions. They only want to give you medicine. Well, the medicine, as I said, is a legal form of drug. To the bodies, to the kidneys, the liver, the heart, the brain. It's a drug. All drugs burn off vitamins in the brain, which causes depression, sleep problems, anxiety, personality changes. Then the brain gets so toxic that people start thinking that everybody would be better off without them. So what we do is we actually help the person get off drugs without putting them on other drugs. To find out what rehabs are good and which ones are ineffective and which ones are harmful, please stay tuned for the next episode of my podcast from the Drug Addiction Helpline. Thank you for listening. If you need help with a loved one, call now at 877-801-5475.
Hi, this is Joanna Young with the Drug Addiction Helpline. Thank you for joining me again or looking into addiction and how to solve it. This segment I'll be covering on what addiction is and how to basically handle the situation and the problem. So people think that addiction is a disease because that's what they're being told. And they're being told that because they want to push medicine on the individual. But that's not the case. It's not a disease. It's not fixed by different form of drugs. It's fixed because you give the person life skills. You educate them. You give them tools on how to be successful in life as an individual. As a son, as a father, a mother, spouse, they need to know what to do in life. They had a problem. They started using at a very early age, typically. So the maturity level of that person is very, low, young teens at best. A lot of times people start using because of self-esteem issues. Sometimes girls start using because they want to lose weight. It's the worst idea in the world. But they start using substances to solve some sort of problem. So what we do is we give them the solution to their problem. And when they get the correct solution to their problem, then they know what to do and how to handle it. And, end up with much happier lives and knowing what to do in life, rather than just running away from life, using substances to kill the pain of whatever emotional, physical discomforts that they have. That is why people start or keep using as well. They want to kill the pain. They want to kill pain of, like I said, emotional or physical discomfort. And if you think that the person doesn't want help, it's not true. They want to be happy, healthy, productive, always. They just don't know what to do because they're very immature. They could be 20, 30, 40, but the maturity is somewhere around young teens when they started using substances, because what happens is you cannot learn from life and absorb from life when you're using substances. So to find out how to help your loved one, please give me a call, 877-801-5475, or fill out one of the forms on the website, which is drugaddictionhelpline.com. drugaddictionhelpline.com, signing out. Thank you for listening.